Extract from The Curse of the Spider by Aaron Pemberton. How come the old man ate the fish? I thought they don't like fish around here, Gemma said. Maybe he wasn't from around here. No, he wasn't. His face was too pretty. I suppose you're right. It was then she asked, where are you from? After he'd sucked through the meat, leaving tiny fish parts that fell from his mouth, he looked back into her eyes. A water world, he answered, and fell back against the wall, as if he didn't want to talk anymore. Gemma was left sitting up on her own, before the entire crowd of invasive fiends and hoods that had assembled could see her. She decided to gently lie down. She was terrified that any of them might start a quarrel with her. Looking over Grimstan's back, she saw the children that lived there running round one of the stalls, which was blaring music and flashing lights. They weren't even tired. She heard their quicker steps running across the bridges and saw their huge figures walking into the muddy street. She was annoyed, trying to sleep, and their parties were just beginning. The women had started standing outside the houses, having decorated the protrusions on their faces and glued glitter around their eyes. Their clothes were stitched so they could rip parts off when they made themselves more appealing to the men. Gemma took her whip more closely to her, feeling that her eyes should have closed already. Soon there were echoes of screams and hoodlums' laughter after the silence left from some crash. Gemma feared they might have carried her away, trapped, breathing in some bag, raped her or ripped her to pieces, and eaten her as meat, as if that was all she was. She was terrified they didn't care. She heard the children running, but it was all black. She was asleep soon, thinking of King Lucross and his selfish intentions. Those people in Caterian Town would never have been slaves. They would have warred first. It was only that the children, they were all that had survived. What yeses, what noes, the cries from all the houses didn't matter until she finally fell asleep. When her father's white house appeared, it all became a sweet dream again. She could have sat on its hill, green mounds forever.